The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Financial settlements without a lawyer. When people facing separation elect to do their financial settlement without a lawyer, it is often because they are motivated to save money and avoid the litigation process. In cases like these, people typically face problems that fall into one of two categories. The first is caused by those who do an agreement without lawyers and don't formalise it. The second is those who do formalise their financial settlement, but they do it themselves without advice or assistance from lawyers. It is not uncommon for us to see people who have taken one of these options, then later find they have an issue with their financial settlement. Often, parties will realise that the settlement they agreed to take is below their entitlement. Some other reasons can be that the other party has exhausted their share of an agreed settlement and has come back seeking additional funds, or that the other party hasn't honoured the terms of their agreement. For people who say they have agreed on their financial settlement, a word of caution. For many separating couples, their key assets are their home, superannuation, vehicles, and house contents. Often, an agreement is made between them to sell the home, pay off the mortgage, and then split the proceeds from the sale of the home. Each keeps their own super and cars, and they divide the contents between them. When people don't seek legal advice, this seemingly straightforward division can become problematic because the division may not really be appropriate for their circumstances. A 50-50 split may seem fair initially, but there are many scenarios where this may not be adequate. One example would be if one person has been home raising children and it's impacted their income earning capacity, while the others stayed in the workforce, developed their skills, and increased their income earning capacity. Why formalise a financial agreement? A formalised financial agreement is either the drawing up of consent orders to be filed with the court or a BFA, a binding financial agreement. On average, we see about 90% of financial settlements formalised by consent orders and the remainder with a binding financial agreement. If a separating couple haven't formalised their settlement through either consent orders or a BFA, there was always a risk of one person coming back for what's often referred to as a second bite of the cherry. This is where people elect to contest the financial settlement that had been agreed to and often occurs when one person uses up their settlement and returns seeking additional financial support. It's not uncommon for people who were married to have remained separated for many years without getting divorced. In this case, if one party wishes to, they may have the right to bring an application to the court and contest the original informal settlement. In particular, we see many instances where people wish to revisit their informal financial settlements if they become aware they may be eligible for spousal maintenance. What is spousal maintenance? Spousal maintenance is an amount of money that is paid, usually weekly or monthly, from one party to their former partner or spouse. This happens in circumstances where one party is unable to maintain their existing cost of living up until a financial agreement has been formalised. It's not only for people in marriages, it can be payable upon separation of a de facto couple as well. By not tying things up formally, people can discover they are in a difficult situation. After originally splitting up the proceeds of the house sale, one person can later receive a letter from their former partner's lawyer detailing reasonable weekly needs and requesting payment of periodic spousal maintenance. When spousal maintenance is dealt with during the settlement process, typically these payments continue until there is a formalised financial settlement. If spousal maintenance is brought up later as something that should have been included and a couple are not yet divorced, then spousal maintenance decided on by the court can go on indefinitely or at the very least, much longer than anticipated. There is always a risk when people fail to formalise their financial agreements. Formalising a financial settlement without a lawyer. It's not uncommon for people to reach an agreement with one person having no legal representation or advice, or sometimes even with neither being represented. If people formalise their financial agreement but do not involve lawyers, their orders are easier to set aside. If, for example, one of the parties gets legal advice and the other doesn't, that person may be granted the opportunity to reopen the settlement process. Upon the sale of an investment property, there are additional costs that can be incurred as a result of the sale of an investment property. People can find themselves significantly out of pocket when they discover that the transfer of a property results in them needing to pay stamp duty or capital gains tax. If there's no court order or no binding financial agreement, then there is no opportunity for rollover relief or stamp duty relief. If you're intending to, or already separating from your partner, the first step you should take is to ensure you seek legal advice from a lawyer who specialises in the complexities that exist in family law. The second step is we insist both parties document and formalise their financial settlement. By not formalising a financial settlement, there is no finality. If you have concerns about the cost of engaging a lawyer to negotiate a settlement, know that most times people seek advice at the front end and back end of the process. First, they seek advice about their situation, and once they've been to their former partner to negotiate, they bring the agreement back to us for consideration and review. We then take steps to formalise the financial settlement. That way, together we can ensure it's final, binding, and compliant.